everyone.
Hi.
My name's Eleanor.
And I'm Luke.
And we were once babies.
Eleanor, what is one strange thing you did this week?
Probably, so I got a cold right in the final leg of finals.
I'm sorry.
But in the beginning of it, Luke and my mod mate Mari was like, okay, I got all the stuff for you to not make this not happen. And she gave me this really disgusting powder that I've been drinking that says it's like intense vitamin C powder, but it has an onion on the cover and a bunch of apples. What? And it tastes disgusting. So I've been eating, like drinking really chunky liquids with that disgusting thing in it.
That sounds so gross. What is it called?
It's called like Camu powder.
It doesn't sound good either.
I just don't think it's good advertising to put an onion on the cover, even if it's accurate.
I don't think so either, at all.
What about you, Luke?
I left a bowling ball at a diner.
Oh, nice.
Eleanor and I have done once before, too.
How'd this time go?
It was a little different. It was so funny. We were walking out, and the person, our waitress, she yells, "You left your ball here!" And we just ran. And we were like, "No, no, no!" So, yeah, that's how that went. It was fun, though. Yeah. So, Eleanor, are you ready to tell your story?
Well, I think, Luke, you need to explain the theme first.
That is right. I do. Okay, so we decided our theme this week would be vacations because we are about to go on winter break and have a vacation. And so we might be talking about either past vacations or what vacations mean to us, or something along those lines, or maybe a future vacation, or anything of that nature. So I think Eleanor is going to tell her story first. Are you ready?
I am. Let me just pull it up on my phone and scoot in. So I'm going to be talking about the story, a very specific story, from my family's trips to Amelia Island. So every summer, when I was younger, or every other summer, my mom's side of the family would all meet in Florida at this place called Amelia Island. My mom's from Florida, but from Jacksonville, Florida, but we would go to this place called Amelia Island. I guess, I don't know why Amelia Island, it's just really pretty or okay. Something. I'm out of breath. I have no idea why. it might be the cold. I don't know. Okay.
Whew. And you're sick. Makes sense.
Might be a burp. 1 second. Okay, so we would go, and my mom's side of the family, it's pretty big. It's not the biggest of families, but it's, you know, they're probably 6 to 8 sections of family.
Sections?
Maybe, okay, let me do that in a different way. Like, okay, there probably were between 20 and 30 people there.
Okay.
For this family reunion. And every year, we probably stopped going after I was 8, so this is really when I was younger. But every year, my cousins and I, we would always put on a play together to show the adults. And the first year, it was about a children's book. I forget the name of the children's book, but it was basically about people eating children's belly buttons. So there was this part where, like, a bunch of the adults were in it, and they were all like, "Tasty baby belly buttons! Tasty baby belly buttons!" That's just besides the point, but it is. But then after that, we got more creative. Another year, our parents were like, "It's okay if you guys want to go and find a shop to get candy." Excuse me. And so we went, and this guy in a golf course who worked at the like place we were staying was like, "Hey, do you guys want to ride?" And we were like, "Okay." And when we told our parents, they really freaked out and were like, "Don't get in a car with strangers." So then we made a play about getting kidnapped.
Wait, you guys all actually got in the car with him?
It was a golf cart.
Oh, okay. That's different.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe, I don't know. I probably would be upset if my kids got in some random guy's golf cart. But again, it's a golf cart. It like
can't go so fast.
Yeah, you can hop out. Like, it was in broad daylight, like, I don't know. Anyway, so, but the year I'm going to specifically talk about is the last year that we went. It was 2008. The Olympics were happening. I actually was 9. That was the last time we were there. And we decided to make a movie because I don't know why we decided to move between live action plays and movies, but we did. And this, at the time, there was a hurricane happening, so we couldn't go outside.
Oh, wow.
It was Hurricane Faye. It was okay. Dramatic. So we were like, we're going to make a movie about this where we're all like friends or cousins hanging out. And another thing to know about what my cousins would do when we had plays is that we would always kill off my younger sister Carla immediately.
Why?
Because we were really mean and we were like, she's young and useless.
That's so sad.
It's, I know, like she would be, I think one year she was killed by sharks, another year she was kidnapped and just had to like sit on stage under something. So,
Carla, if you're listening, the same thing would happen to me being a younger sister. It was so sad.
Yeah, it was really mean. But anyway, there's a happy twist in this story. So,
great.
I forget exactly how we like got rid of her, but we were just like, she's the younger sister, and her name is, and she called herself Allie in it. And we were like, Allie, go away. You can't hang out. But it was, you know, in our characters. But then I remember, it was, the entire film was improvised, and one of my cousins, Sophia, she was holding the camera, and she was the narrator. And I remember Carla coming in mid-scene. Again, it was improvised, so this wasn't planned out, and she, like, had weird sparkles on her finger, and was like, I have sparkles! So she just kept on disrupting as we were filming, and somehow the story evolved to be about the hurricane, and somehow Carla or then Sophia, the narrator, started to like make ghost noises or show up in creepy ways, and then it turned out that Carla became the ghost of Faye. And it was just this very bizarre movie that we made, and my cousin didn't know how to edit film, so she just was like, okay, once you shoot a shot, then we'll stop it, and then the next shot will be that one, and then the next one, like, there wasn't editing. It was just you would play it one after another.
Okay.
So, yeah, and just weird, weirdness and funny stuff. And it's really amusing to think back on because Carla then, you know, became the main character. She was the ghost of Faye, which is what we called the movie. And she just showed up in all these weird ways where she, like, stared at the camera creepily. And then the next shot, she was gone. And, yeah, I think it just makes me think about vacation because it's, you get to do things on vacation you don't get to do any other time. You get to make art or relax or spend time with people you don't get to see. And you're bored and you do weird things because you have time. And also, I think vacation is a specific time to look back on and remember things you did with your family. And it, a lot of it connects with childhood or growing up because it really shifts as you get older. Like, going on vacation now is so different than when I was 8. Yeah. So that's my story.
Oh, I love it. So just a very simple question. Why was that your last year going?
I don't even really know. We went maybe 2 or 3, like 4 years later. Oh, well, actually I do know. One, my grandmother moved away from Florida. She moved to Kentucky. So then we did it another year in Kentucky, like 4 years later.
Okay.
But I think people were just getting older, both like the old people and the young people. And it just became more difficult. I'm not really sure. I just kind of went with the flow.
Okay. Yeah.
I should ask the adults in my family.
Yeah. Do you think if you were to go back, like if you took the vacation again as an adult now, do you think, like, I know some families, like, if you're like, oh, you don't, like, do, like, the plays anymore, put on, you know, like, the adults watched you guys do this, it seemed like, but do you think, like, in your family, would you, like, if you went back, would you do another play just for fun or, like, to remember that or, like?
I feel like we wouldn't, we might talk about it, but I don't know if we would. I wouldn't mind it necessarily, or maybe I would. I don't know. I think I'm a lot more comfortable with the adults in my family right now than I am with the people my age.
Okay.
So I don't know what it would be like to go on a big family vacation. I haven't seen a lot of my cousins or spent a lot of time with them in many years.
Yeah.
And I think as I've gotten older, my idealism of them has shifted.
Okay.
I don't see them as... I see them more as full humans, and I see the ways we're different. And I still, you know, appreciate them, but it's not as... I want to be in your room, and I want to, like, stay up all night watching the Cheetah Girls with you, because you guys are so cool.
Right? It does change a lot, for sure.
Because they were also all older than me. I was the second youngest, besides Carla.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So I was, like, scooting myself in there.
Right. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Do you have like, any other vacations that you went on that were like this, like, that you went on every year that sort of, like, rendered the same feeling for you, as far as, like, you said, like, you don't normally, like, on a vacation do a lot of in real life do a lot of weird things, and that's why this vacation was great? Were other vacations the same way, or was it specific to this one?
I think, well, my family, my, like, immediate family, we go on vacation every year. Either when I was younger, we would go to the Adirondacks in New York,
okay. And
now we go to Cape Cod. So I think there, like, when I was younger, Carla and I would do weird skits or performances or things like that. And that has a similar quality, and I think, but it's really shifted as we've gotten older. But we still do weird things and spend, you know, more time together in a specific setting than we do at home because of just, like, the circumstances.
Yeah, definitely.
I don't know if that answered your question.
No, it did. For sure, yeah. Last thing. Mm-hmm. I feel like when you get older, when the children get older, like, you stop going on family vacations, generally. And I don't know how I feel about that, because, like, especially with people that are very close to their family, I think just because, you know, you're apart, it doesn't mean you can't still go on vacations together. Do you still go on family vacations? Two, do you ever, like, have the want or desire to do that? And do you
mean, like, big family?
Or, like, just, like, no, just, like, like long trips with your family or something like that.
Like, my immediate family?
Okay. Like, yeah, your mom, dad, and sister. Have the desire to do that, and does it hold the same significance to you now as it did then?
So I still go to Cape Cod with my family every year. And I think the significance has shifted, and it's shifted a lot. I think it really depends the way that it functions. It really depends how I am doing in my life at the time. So sometimes I'm super glad to be there and relaxed because I'm happy with wherever I am in life, and sometimes I'm really happy to be there but really upset about leaving because I'm not ready to go somewhere, or sometimes I'm really ready to go somewhere and I don't want to be there. So I think it's really different, but it's nice to have that time with family and that consistency, and that thing to go back to. And I wonder what it would be like to have family reunions in the summer again. I think it would be so different. But maybe one day. Who knows?
Maybe one day. You want to tell us about your song?
Yeah, okay. It's kind of a funny choice. I was thinking of hurricane songs to do, but I couldn't find one that I really wanted. So there's this song I really like called Home Movies by Kami. But it's about making a movie at home, which I was like, that's what we did. But this specific song is about making, like, a sex tape. So it's kind of a funny choice, in my opinion, but we didn't make a sex tape because we were children, and but there it does, in the song, repeated lyrics is like, say my name, which is, you know, sexual in the context of the song, but in the story of my life, we were saying Faye's name because it was Hurricane Faye a lot. So yeah, anyway, it's a really fun song. Yeah,
I'm excited to listen.
just like the movies. She said, connect. Where to go when you go away? I don't know, but I like to stay. And I can't say no, not today. But say my name, say my name.
Song.
It's such a good song. I every time I would listen to it, I was like, I wonder if this is about a sex tape. And then I was doing, you know, trying to find a song for the Hurricane Faye story, and I like looked it up, and someone was like, this is about a sex tape, and I was like, yeah, I knew it.
Honestly, if you would have just played it, I'd just be like, yeah, like having no idea what's about.
Yeah, just you're making a movie at home. Luke's like, I'm a film student. That's what I do all the time.
Yeah, that's excellent though. I really do like that.
It's
that's
a great song. Beat too, I know. And stuff. It's fun. Yeah. Are you ready to tell your story?
I am. Okay. So, my story is about a vacation I took with my mother, my mother's best friend, and her niece. My mother's best friend's niece. And we went to Utah to take a backpacking trip in, like, this desertous, very barren, red rocky place, basically.
How old are you?
I am about 14.
Okay.
So the backpacking trip was about a week long, but I am going to tell you about the last day.
Okay.
So we had to park our cars in two places because it was like this. It wasn't a loop. You had to park one car and then hike the week, park another car. So that's why my mom had a car and her best friend had a car.
Wait, okay.
So we parked one car, dropped. Yeah, exactly, one at the other end. So when we hiked through, we'd be able to get that car and then drive back to the other one.
Okay, cool.
Right. So we parked the car in the two places, okay? That's important to know. Anyways, so we we're on our last day, and we are all very exhausted. And my mom's best friend's niece, her name's Marley, and then my mom's best friend's Jade, to refer to them easier. Marley had not done a lot of hiking at all before, so she was just tired out of her mind, and we were hiking a lot that day.
And how old was Marley?
And Marley was, like, 12, so a couple years younger than me. Mm-hmm. So we're at the last, like, the very end of the trip, basically, and we have about 3 miles left. And these 3 miles are going up this huge mountain, and it's sand all around. And we have, obviously, we have a filter for our water during this trip, so we just filter our water through. Well, at the last day, the filter broke, so it still worked, but it took, like, an hour longer to work. And it was getting dark, or it was getting close, like, closer to dark in the day. It was just getting late, and we wanted to get back to the car, and we were at the last place where there was a possible stream to get water, to filter it. And we all had, like, a tiny bit of water, or there were two people that had a tiny bit of water left in their water bottles. And we were like, you know, we don't have that far left. We're just going to skip the water for now, and we're going to, you know, make it back to the car, and we'll get water when we're at the car.
Did you know?
Because at this point, we thought we were about a mile and a half away. And we thought, you know, that's no problem without water. It's okay. So we skipped the water so we could save the time. So we're hiking up, and suddenly this huge, huge sandstorm starts happening. And so sand is literally flying everywhere, and it's going in the direction against us. And so sand is just, like, hitting your eyes, and, like, so you cannot see anything, and your mouth is getting super sandy, and, like, you just can't feel anything, right? And we are hiking up this mountain, but it's becoming, like, 10 times harder now because the wind is blasting at you. And so we keep, like, hiking. We're like, okay, it's fine. We're going to make it. And we had finished the water at this point. And the hill just looks like it keeps rising forever. And because it was so windy, like, we were getting thirstier quicker. And because it was a mountain we were climbing, it was like we were very dehydrated. So we keep going, though, and we don't have any water. We're trying. I lost sunglasses, and I think, like, my mom lost her sunglasses, too. So there's
sandstorm.
Yeah. So there's sand all over our eyes. So we keep going. We're like, okay, we're going to get to the car soon. I start, like, trying to go ahead to see if I can make it over the ridge to see if I can see the car. And I finally get to the ridge, and I see the parking lot. I'm like, yes, you guys. And I yell down in this huge sandstorm. I'm like, guys, we're almost there. Like, the car, the parking lot's there. And they're like, thank God, you know. And so they start going a little faster, and I run to the parking lot. And I look around, and I'm like, why do none of these cars? Like, why are none of these cars our car? And I'm looking around, I'm like, what? Like, what happened? Like, did we not, like, did someone steal our car? Or, like, what is it? And there are about 3 cars in total in the parking lot. And no one we had seen. We hadn't seen any person for the last, like, 5 or 6 hours. So we're like, okay. So I'm still the only one at the top. So I'm the only one who knows this information. So I yell down, I'm like, mom. She's like, what? And I'm like, I don't see the car. She's like, what? And so she runs up, and Jade and Marley are still behind. And she's looking around. She's like, because it's also, your vision's impaired, you know, in the sandstorm. So maybe it's just, like, a little ways away in the parking lot. But we searched the entire parking lot. It's not that big. And our car is nowhere to be found. And so my mom comes back down. Jade and Marley finally make it up. And we're like, well, shit, we have no water. We have no food left. We are in a huge sandstorm. So, like, Marley and Jade and my mom and I all, like, huddle under this other random car there to, like, block us from the sandstorm. And we try to put up our tent right there behind so Marley can get in, and because she's freezing too. It's getting chilly. And stay away from all the sand and wind. But someone needed to stay with Marley while a couple people went and searched for the car. So I was like, Mom, you should stay with Marley because she's my mom's an adult, you know, and we should have, like, one adult with each kid, basically, just in case someone came. So my mom's going under each of the cars to look for keys for under these random people's cars to use it so we can go and find our car, right? But we couldn't find anything.
Is that a thing people do?
Yeah. It's usually to steal a car, but obviously we weren't going to steal the car. We just needed it because we thought we were going to die. So we couldn't find anything. So my mom stays there. Jade and I start running down this random road. It's just like this dirt road. And we left all our backpacks there and stuff, but bring the keys just so we didn't have all that weight with us. And we're running, and Jade and I run for about a mile and a half at this point, or 2 miles. And finally, we see, like, this other parking lot in the distance on top of this hill. And we're like, could that, like, is that where we parked our car? And these people had passed us in their car before this. And we were like, hi, like, we need help. And they looked at us, and they were like, and we were like, do you, like, have any water or anything? And they're like, they literally looked at us, and they're like, you'll be fine, and kept on driving. And we were like, ah, like, what is wrong with people? And so Jade and I kept on running, and we see this parking lot. We finally make it to the parking lot. It ended up being, like, 2.5 miles away. And we get the car, and we drive back. But we had, so we had parked in, obviously, the wrong parking lot. But it was just, like, the craziest experience, the last day of the trip, because we were like, we don't have any water, like, we had nothing. If we were out there for too long, like, and nobody had come, we could have, like, completely dehydrated, or something bad could have happened, you know. And there was no one in sight. It didn't seem like these people that had their cars parked there were coming back for a while, things like that. So it was very scary. Anyways, but I, like, it was definitely a vacation I remember. And the beginning of the vacation and that ended up being really good, because we got to our car, obviously. And it was just, it was like, backpacking's a whole different thing with people as far as a vacation, because of how close you get to people and how well you get to know one another. And especially on this vacation, when there's, like, some, like, a hardship that happens, you even get closer to one another. Like, when we were all in the car together, we were like, oh, like, we made it. Take a deep breath now, you know? And so I thought that this specific vacation was very special in a way. Yeah.
Oh, my God. What an experience. That sounds really difficult, and then really wonderful once everything was okay, but yeah. Really awful beforehand.
Yeah.
I guess my first question is, I'm trying to say this in a non-judgmental way.
Okay.
You can say it in a judgmental way. How is backpacking a vacation for you? Because I just am imagining it, and, like, the more you talked, the more I just thought it sounded like the worst thing ever. And I know you were talking about a specifically bad part, so I guess I just wanted to hear why anyone would want to do that.
Would want to backpack in general?
Yeah, like, okay. As someone who doesn't always love to hike,
okay,
like, taking a week-long backpacking trip as your vacation,
it's going to be harder to explain to a person who doesn't even like to hike, really. But, like, with my family, we grew up, like, my mom is an avid hiker, you know, and I went to a school where we went on just backpacking trips for, like, that's what our journeys were. And so it was a big part of my life, and especially in that area, like, a lot of the West Coast, there are so many incredibly beautiful places to explore, but you can't explore any of those by car or by any way else, basically, besides hiking. And these, like, natural environments are so stunning that, like, and being with people you really love in the middle of nowhere, there's something to that that is really hard to explain. And just, like, it's, like, so much more special in a way than just, like, sitting in a home and getting to know someone, in my experience, at least.
Okay, you explained that really well. Now I get it.
It's a good question.
It sounds like a lot of work, though, but it sounds really rewarding, is what I'm hearing.
It definitely is rewarding. And it's not, like, too much work, really. I mean, unless you I guess if you think hiking's work, but, like,
with a backpack, that's heavy.
You definitely get used to it, though. Like, people go on backpacking trips for, like, 6 months, you know?
Yeah, that sounds... it sounds... I don't know. I just don't know how to start liking hiking.
Okay. I think we should go on some hikes together.
Okay, I like you, so... And I like pretty things. It's just... I don't know what it is. I think... Well, just to talk about hiking for a bit. I have a friend from home who really hates hiking. My friend Zoe. And it's connected to, like, family and her family drama. Like, her mom would force her to go on hikes, and it was not fun. But we, like, both just bond over how we really don't like it when we, like, went on hikes as children.
Okay.
Though, there were some really great parts of it. But, and I think I'm just, you know, when you have an identity that you just sort of, like, sink into, even though you might not feel it super fully, like, mm-hmm. you just say, I hate hiking enough times that it's like, I do, even when it's more complex. So I guess
for sure
my question is, did you ever not like hiking when you were younger?
That's a good question. I think there were points that, like, I didn't want to go on a specific hike because my mom and dad, like, love the outdoors and love hiking and doing all that stuff. And so sometimes, like, and my sister hated hiking for a while because it was kind of, like you said with your friends, that was kind of forced. It's like, well, we're going on a hike. And my sister's like, not again. And so at a point, I was like that. But only for a few hikes. And it was only, like, when I was really tired or something. But I think, generally speaking, I've always really liked to hike. Yeah.
Well, that's wonderful. Okay, my last question is, do you talk about this specific memory with the people you were with whenever you see them? Like, is it one of those things that you go back to frequently? Or is it something, like, how does this memory stick around in your life and the way you talk to people, or these people specifically?
Well, with my mom, since I, like, have so many experiences with her, it's not.
Yeah.
It's only brought up if, like, something like that is mentioned, like a sandstorm. We're like, oh, we were once in a sandstorm, you know? Like that. With Jade, it's also only brought up if, like, specific words are being said that reminded us of that trip. But Marley, I hardly ever see. So whenever I do see her, it was, like, the most time we spent together at once. So it's definitely brought up with her. And we were like, remember that time, like, when we did this, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So it depends on the person, but... Yeah, and, like, I think it meant something different to each of them, you know? Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So, my song is Yellow by Coldplay, because when we were driving up to this place, and I can't remember the name of the place, which is really weird, but it is somewhere in Utah, I was really like this song when I was 14 for some reason, and I played it all the time, so I was playing this. In the car up to the hike and back. So this is it.
Nice. Okay.
I think it's a little sad.
It is sad. Yeah, it's a sad old Coldplay song.
Yeah, it is. I mean, a lot of Coldplay sad, so makes sense.
Yeah. Anyways. I also like that it's yellow, and it just makes me think of, like, a yellow sandstorm.
That's true. I kind of thought about that, too. Yeah. Anyway, so we have some good songs for ya, and we'll play the rest of our vacation playlist, and we hope you think about your good or bad vacations.
Are your songs... Your songs about vacation or about from vacations you went on? Or?
Mine are either one is about a vacation and the others are what songs I listen to when going on vacation.
Cool.
What about you?
I think mine are all about vacation.
Okay, sweet. Yay. Okay, can't wait.
Thank you. surreal and unfamiliar. Dropping the loosenogens to find serene with oak and cedar. With all the spell in our lap, you'd think that peace would come and find us. I struggle to see a point in searching for the walls beside us. The paths of sage and signs delivered. Smoking grass to find our facts while hopes decay and wither. I'll take out my lighter to see in dull and dark juniper evening. Sign of biblical proportion. Give it to us. Steps over it. I've had my time in present tense. I'm taking vacations where vacancies permanent. I'll find me in your tranquility.
Be Rachel and I'll be Bongriff. We'll get high all day. December drinking horchata. It looks like I'm taking a balaclava. Winter's cold is too much to handle. Pinch of crabs, a pinch of your sandals. Glasses at that aranciada with lips and teeth to ask how my day went. Boots and fists to pound on the pavement. Here comes a feeling though you'd forgotten. Chance to sit in sidewalks to walk down.
Oh, time. Showing me all the ways I could fall. You make me feel new. I'm crashing right in.
Ooh. day. Just please don't be so down. Don't make frowns, you silly clown. Just come and open up your folding chair next to me. My feet are buried in the sand, and there's a
enjoyed the playlist, everyone. It was our last for a month and a half or so.
It's true. We are going on vacation.
Uh-huh. We hope everyone who's in college, I guess, has a good vacation. And parents have their...
A short vacation.
Yeah.
I know my parents who are listening.
Yeah.
Have a good time
having their children at home for a little bit,
this
hopefully.
Is not...
Uh-oh. And have a good time having their children at home, hopefully. Anyway, so we will be back probably around the end of January.
Yeah, maybe a little later. You know, the yurt is complicated, so...
That is true.
We don't know our theme yet, right?
Nope. But it will be a surprise when we come back, as always. I'm Luke.
Wait, we gotta read our playlist.
What? Oh my gosh!
Okay. Here.
You first?
Yes. Home Movies by Kami.
Yellow by Coldplay.
Vacation by Florist.
Vacation by Hippocampus.
Vacation Town by The Front Bottoms.
I Got by Young the Giant.
Horchata by Vampire Weekend.
Crashing Into You by Vance Joy. Jolene by Dolly Parton.
Folding Chair by Regina Spektor.
And Cape Cod Kwasa Kwasa by Vampire Weekend.
Have a wonderful night. We love you!